The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
No good news today from the newspaper and magazine businesses. Newspaper circulation continues to fall. Condé Nast gives up on Portfolio Magazine, and Mad Magazine cuts back its publication schedule. The WBBM Noon Business Hour welcomes a new guest, Tom Lason, media consultant at New Media Solutions in Seattle. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thanks for having me. Great to join you.
Well, even Alfred E. Newman has got to be worried today about what's happening with the printed media. Where do you see this going?
I think I see the trend continuing. Unfortunately, you know, for all the print media, be it newspapers or magazines, the trends are pretty clear. There are obviously always going to be hitches in any trend line, but it's been a pretty consistent story over the past couple of years.
So how do they make this kind of a hybrid situation where the newspapers move over to the internet and keep part of the printed, or do they keep part of the printed business?
That's a good question. You know, there are several newspapers doing several different types of experiments with this all around the country. There's no doubt that some are going to get it right. There's also no doubt that some are going to get it wrong. Here in my market in Seattle, the Post Intelligencer, commonly known as the PI, is attempting to do an all online publication, and they're going to have their hits and misses. And I think this is true with all the newspapers around the country. The big question, though, is how to monetize it. Say you are successful. You are able to draw eyeballs over to the internet. You are able to build a readership. How do you go about monetizing that, and what does that model look like, and how much original reporting is that model going to support? And I think that's one of the big questions, not only for the media, but quite frankly, the democracy here going forward.
It is hard to imagine a world without newspapers, but do you foresee the day when we'll be completely paperless?
I think so. You know, we saw the day without a crank phone and without a dial phone, and I don't see anybody my kid's age, who are both teenagers, picking up a newspaper or a magazine and reading it. And I just have to tell you that the sad fact is that the readership of the hard copy print publication is quite literally dying. And I don't think many people in that younger, you know, demographic, Generation X, Generation Y, are into reading to begin with, not to mention reading content that has to do with news, information, and public affairs, which is, I think, scary on a number of different levels. And quite frankly, I think it almost ties back into the Mad Magazine thing. And you might ask yourself, how in the world can this possibly relate to Mad Magazine? Here's how. In order for satire to be effective, you have to understand the issues that are being satirized. If you see people in Mad Magazine who are being poked fun of, and some of the things they say are offbeat and are funny, they're funny because of what's going on in reality. And if you have no touch point there, if you're not reading a newspaper or watching the news to understand what makes Mad Magazine funny, where's the audience for it? And I think that's endemic of what we're seeing in almost a post-literate society.
And also the newspapers provide the journalism that is the touch point for all of the stories that you're reading on the internet every day as well. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Tom Lason is media consultant at New Media Solutions in Seattle.